on this wondrous day which God has given to us, and with the addition of a few icicles to boot, to make us more comfortable in this hotbed of heat in the tropics. We celebrate two important feasts. The first of all is that of Pope St. Fabian, and he is the only one of that name, so he is just St. Fabian. And he was put to death under the persecution of the Emperor Decius around the year 250. A few years later, so they were not basically related, perhaps not related at all in the sense of history, the head of the guard, the special guard of the emperor, was also to be put to death for the sake of Christ, Saint Sebastian. Of course, Saint Sebastian is made very, very popular by the artists who try to display their knowledge of human anatomy and of muscles and whatever, and they try to depict Saint Sebastian in his agony. And not only once, but twice. Saint Sebastian was head of the guards, the special guards of the emperor and of the palace of the emperor, Diocletian to be exact. And he was a Catholic, but he kept it under stealth, as it were, because sometimes we need to keep things undercover rather than to be boastful about it, which when it was time, he was indeed. And so he helped and protected the Christians who were being persecuted, who were being put to death, who were being locked up in the jails of the empire. And eventually, someone realized what was going on. A lot of times we can do a lot of things. This happened also in Russia and in Europe, whether it be the communists or the fascists or the Nazis. There were many good Catholics that pretended to be good citizens, as was required of them, while at the same time, underneath, they did a lot of things to help the church and many others. And so eventually, someone would see, well, you know, isn't it a coincidence that he was not here at this time and that he's okay? And eventually, someone would rat on them, as it were. And so it was with Saint Sebastian. So the emperor grew furious that the head of his special guard was actually his enemy, was actually a Catholic. And so he condemned him to a very horrible death. And of course, in this chilly day, that could be chillier, by the way. Some of our seminarians are under minus temperatures right now. Saint Sebastian was condemned to be shot to death by arrows. So he was taken out into the countryside and tied to a tree and stripped of his garments. So if it was chilly indeed, and Italy and Rome are not particularly warm in January, not in the least. And so he was shot through with arrows and left for dead. Well, he wasn't dead. A holy Catholic widow came and rescued him and nursed him back to health. But St. Sebastian was not happy enough with that because he knew that he was supposed to die for Christ. So he went back and confronted Diocletian for his injustice and his wickedness, and that he would be punished for his sins by God. And so Saint Sebastian was condemned once again by Diocletian for the same particular punishment. But then to make sure that he was dead, he was beheaded for the sake of Christ. And so he suffered martyrdom not once, but twice. And so on this day, we give thanks to God. And it is the day of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Fatima, here in this her shrine. And just recently, in this past week, we have been made aware of a miracle, and it is nothing less but a miracle, of a person for whom we were asked to pray, and it was one of the legionaries. Their nephew is in Central America. He was not allowed to leave. He was in the hospital dying in intensive care. He was supposed to have surgery, but they refused to give him surgery unless they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is ridiculous. So anyway, I told the legionary, you know, you're here in her shrine. Go over to the church and give it to Mary. Well, this nephew of hers had not been to Mass or communion and had proclaimed himself an atheist for over 25 years. And Tuesday or Wednesday, I got the message from her and a picture. The nephew not only had received the surgery that he needed and hopefully would be back in the United States soon, but for the first time in 25 years, he went to confession and received the sacraments. And that is the more difficult of the miracles. Miracles of the soul and of the spirit are much more difficult than miracles of the body. Now, he still had the surgery, and hopefully it will be successful. But the Blessed Mother continues to bestow miracles on her children here in this, her shrine, of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.